This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are on the DJV program with ladies and gentlemen who are jacks of all trades, but mostly radio, communication, thinking, all that great stuff. And obviously it's appreciated. I want to say hi to some of the people listening who contacted us. Sue Shermer, how do you do? Levi Broadhead, huge fan, so he says. Sandy Bradley, Karen Nickerson. Notice there are more women on this list, ladies, who are listening to the program. That's kind of cool. Thank you for being here and hopefully enjoying and getting something out of the time that you spend with us as we traverse the issues of the day, the events, things that are talking, that some of the talking heads are talking about and some of them kind of twist around. We have Jennifer Horn's thoughts on the issues of the day along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The situation with Ukraine undoubtedly has the world's attention. Most important thing going on in the world in terms of mass attention. But there are a lot of other things that are part of this and part of the rest of, the activities of the reality of the rest of the world. I thought it was pretty interesting that the State Department actually helped to transfer some children in Ukraine who were undergoing cancer treatment there and their families. They've been moved from Poland to our country so they can go to St. Jude's. I thought that was really something oftentimes you think of private nonprofits doing this sort of thing, but the State Department did this, as far as I can figure out, right?
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's an appropriate use.
It's unfortunate that it's only a few kids, but and there is, because Putin has made it his business to bomb, I forget what the number is, but it's, I think, in
hospitals.
The 40s now. Hospitals, yeah. And children's hospitals, maternity wards. I mean, he's targeting civilian locations and places where, hospitals and medical clinics that can treat people who've been injured, he's also bombed. So they're just at such a disadvantage right now. It's just horrific.
Yep. But anyway, this is, and who would have thought, I guess, when you think about it, who would have thought that there was in Ukraine a children's hospital that would be able to treat this stuff? I don't know whether we think we're on the top of the world, but there are a lot of, I'm sure, sophisticated treatment, although, again, having been in Ukraine and been in Kiev, there wasn't much sophistication there when I was there, but admittedly it was 25, 26 years ago when I was there. So, at any rate, St. Jude's doesn't charge anybody for anything, right? Everybody gets treated there based on donations that you make, I make, that we all make, and how things are, and the attention that comes from Danny Thomas, well, his family, Marlo Thomas, does a lot of the promotional things that are necessary to raise money, but they're all over the place, as they ought to be. At any rate, good for us and good for them. Arnold Schwarzenegger has gotten in on the act, as it were. He has released a video. Have you seen this, lady? Ladies, it's an appeal to the Ruskies to learn the truth about the invasion of Ukraine. And apparently, as you might imagine, the state-run television channels don't like Arnold and have taken shots at him, the supporters of Putin.
Yeah, they're calling it propaganda.
Yeah.
They really came out hard against it.
Yeah. They did. Those in power. Let's listen to the first part of this. We have some of the audio.
I'm sending this message through various different channels to reach my dear Russian friends and the Russian soldiers serving in Ukraine. I'm speaking to you today because there are things that are going on in the world that are being kept from you. Terrible things that you should know about. But before I talk about the harsh realities, let me just tell you about the Russian who became my hero. In 1961, when I was 14 years old, a very good friend of mine invited me to come to Vienna and to watch the World Weightlifting Championships. I was in the audience when Yuri Petrovich Vlasov won the world championship title becoming the first human being to lift 200 kilograms over his head. I hope that you will hear what I have to say. And may I remind you that I speak with the same heartfelt concern as I spoke to the American people when there was an attempted insurrection on January 6th last year, when a wild crowd was storming the U.S. Capitol, trying to overthrow our government. You see, there are moments like this that are so wrong, and then we have to speak up. And this is exactly the same with your government. I know that your government has told you that this is a war to denazify Ukraine. Denazify Ukraine? This is not true. Ukraine is a country with a Jewish president, I might add, whose father's three brothers were all murdered by the Nazis. You see, Ukraine did not start this war. Neither did nationalists or Nazis.
So there's a bit of what Schwarzenegger posted on Twitter, and apparently there have been millions of views of this thing. At first, the Russians dismissed it, but it's been viewed by so many people they can't ignore it. So now they attack him.
Well, now they're labeling it fake news, you know. It's like,
right.
Yeah. We live in a world now where if you just don't like what someone says, you say it's fake news.
Right.
It's so crazy.
Well, unfortunately, we also live in a world of fake news.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to discern what is what. That's for sure.
But it was very interesting how he referred to January the 6th, I thought, his own emotional connection to that Russian weightlifter. I thought it was well placed. I thought it was very interesting. I find him a fascinating personality anyway. Anyway, so there's that and other things that Putin is cracking down on. Dissent is not allowed. There's a law that has been passed that bans any criticism of the government whatsoever. They've already sent people to jail. Well, we were talking about Navalny got 9 years. There have been people that have been sent for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and all they did was speak out against the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And anyway, I found it pretty interesting, actually, to see that there is a lot of Russia that's very, very beautiful. And by the way, Ukraine is probably, in terms of farming, the green grass, the open spaces, even though they have 40 million people that live there, a lot of them are farmers, they make their living on the land. And that's all being destroyed by all these bombs and that sort of thing. So it's good to know that there are other things that we're taking, not just one approach, not just one stance, and not just one reality becomes our focus. Meanwhile, back home, there's a list, ladies, of the best cities for various age groups that has come to the surface, according to a home loan company named Knock, K-N-O-C-K. I never heard of them before. Have you heard of them before?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So these are the best cities for various groups, like the boomers, my age, millennials, your age, Gen Xers.
What dictates this?
This is actually, this is based on where most people in those age groups live and have moved and recently where they've bought property. So that's
like Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about Austin. Best place to live in the country if you're a millennial, according to their research. The incentive to move there, but by doing this, I guess the other side of this is, won't you ruin it? So many people go there. There are 300 parks, for example, in Austin, and you know, if everybody goes there, it seems to me that ruins it for the collective. But at any rate, these are the surveys. If you're a Generation Xer, Miami. Before last weekend, was a pretty good place to go to. The fact that it's an international business hub, it's becoming American Airlines, the hub for American in Miami, is becoming the busiest. I think it's the second or third busiest hub they have after Dallas and New York. So very busy and a great place for people who are in their 40s or 50s, apparently. Who want to stay active, they like the warm weather, the beaches, and that sort of thing. A lot of nightlife. I like Florida, but I don't like Miami. I've always liked north of there and where Delray is and up in my Palm Beach County in Jupiter. I don't, but Miami, I've never. Maybe it's because it's not culturally me. Miami's not culturally traditional American. It's pretty Cuban American, pretty Hispanic, right? If you go there.
Well, it depends where you are. I love South Beach. And
you do?
And there's an array of, you know, all kinds of restaurants, and you've got the beach right there, and it's just, that's a fun place to go. Lots of nightclubs and stuff. So, but, you know, certainly there are sections of Miami that are, you know, local Cubans and great food, too. So, yeah, I think I think Miami's a cool city. I haven't been to, too much of it, but from the few times I've been, I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right, here's a surprise. Pittsburgh is the best place to live if you're a boomer. I find that shocking, frankly. I don't know why I think it's shocking. I just think it's shocking. Pittsburgh has never, I've never thought Pittsburgh was an appealing place at all. Your dad's from Pittsburgh originally, Jay, right?
Yeah, outside the area.
Yeah, and he worked in radio, I know, there early on in his career. But apparently this has now become a prime retirement destination because of the lower cost of living there when you compare it to other big cities. It has, pretty awful winters, though. I know that.
I was going to say the winters. I'm surprised that people would retire in Pittsburgh just solely based on the winters, because after a certain age, don't people get really exceptionally cranky over snow?
I do.
It might be cheap. I mean, it might be the cost of living, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was all part of the. That was
you can
all
put
part
up
of it.
With the cold weather for the price.
Sure, and apparently healthcare—it's got some of the best healthcare in the country, and there are a lot of things that were surprising about Pittsburgh. Good dining scene. I have some friends who have, had to live. Two friends who had to live there for work a couple years ago, and I've never been to Pittsburgh, but in my mind, it's like it's not flattering. Like
Cleveland
the image that I have, and so I've never been to Cleveland either, but. But apparently Pittsburgh is not what people think of. It's actually really beautiful, and it's very up and coming.
Yeah. I saw something about Pittsburgh yesterday that surprised me, and now I'm trying to find it, and I can't remember what it was. But Pittsburgh seems to be coming into its own. It's not easy to get there if you're trying to fly there, I'll tell you that. It used to be easier than it is now, but it's not easy to get there. Maybe that'll change because of the attention. So there they are, Austin, Miami, and Pittsburgh, the best cities to live in America. 18 after the hour.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crip this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beep, 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 beep. That's Martian for welcome in to the social media and trending portion of this hour.
Is that what that was?
Beep, 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 beep. You've never heard that before, Jennifer? Come on. It's all over.
I haven't visited outer space. Clearly, I must.
You're missing out.
Yeah.
I have to get Rosetta Stone so I can communicate.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay, so, Jay. Kelly Clarkson is all over the place. That new TV show, what is the? Have you seen that? That was this Eurovision song?
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it?
The American Song Contest.
Right, that was started the other night. Snoop's on it. She's on it. So what's the story with that?
It's fun. Yeah, it's really fun. We watched it. It's just like Eurovision. It's one song. It's not necessarily the best singer or the best, you know, artist from each state, but it's the song itself. So, and you can vote. You don't have to vote just for your state, but you can vote for anybody.
Is this a short-term thing that's going to, like, have 10 episodes and be gone, or what's the from now till the end? Till, you know, a lot of stuff gets started now and it's done. The sweeps are over third Thursday of May.
This is probably, I don't know, maybe 5 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, yeah. 5 weeks, something like that. But I think that it's the same producers of actual Eurovision, which gets 200 million views every year. Mm-hmm. So I think they're definitely trying to, you know, to make it a real thing. Snoop and Kelly are adorable together. He's hilarious. So yeah, yeah, they're just really cute and fun together.
I like her a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's everywhere though. She's doing The Voice too, isn't she? Is she on The Voice as a judge still? She's got a daytime talk show. All right, so Jay, what is the latest here? She's changed her name, right? Is she
there's
do that
a lot
on
of
TV?
Speculation because we had learned that when she was dropping Blackstock from her last name through her divorce, she decided not to reinstate Clarkson. She was just going to go by Kelly Brian, her first and middle names. And then there was a question of, well, is this going to be professional as well? Does she have to change everything from Kelly Clarkson? And she had said in an interview that she's 20 years in. She is Kelly Clarkson professionally. Her name change is more just a reflection of her personal life. And rather than reinstating Clarkson, she just kind of left it off. She has been open in interviews in the past and even in songs that she's written and performed that she doesn't have the best relationship with her father, where the Clarkson name comes from. So that could also be a reason. But, yeah, she came out and officially said, Kelly Clarkson is not going anywhere professionally. That's the name of everything. It's too late to change.
Yeah, I would have thought that would be tough. Has anybody ever done that successfully that you can think of that's been in the public?
Only if you just go to one name,
Prince.
Right? If
you're, yeah, I was going to say Prince was a symbol.
Prince or
Diddy.
Cher. Yeah.
Diddy has changed himself, yeah.
Diddy has changed from Puffy to Puff Daddy, Diddy.
Kanye is now Ye.
Diddy.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're just Kelly, it kind of doesn't have the same pizzazz. So
no, there's too many people named Kelly. People don't know. When you say Dolly, you know who we're talking about. Right, but you don't know. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how she shakes this out. But she's adorable. I agree with that. I think she's fabulous, frankly, in lots of different ways. So that's the Kelly Clarkson story. People and their focus on, you know, this is the subject matter of a lot of people's attention when you'd think a lot of people's attention would be on something else. I understand the interest. There's a difference between interest and unhealthy sort of fanatical thing that you see. I go back to the Bob Saget thing, but you know, with celebrity comes problems, I think, and you just have to be pretty strong to work through them. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg spoke with reporters on Wednesday ahead of an emergency summit in Brussels that will take place today, exactly 1 month after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We face a new reality for our security, so we must reset our deterrence and defense for the longer term. NATO leaders will reaffirm our support to Ukraine.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination continues today in Washington. As Democrats praise Judge Jackson's record, Republicans are not making it easy for her. Senator Blackburn asked the judge to define a woman. Ms. Jackson said she couldn't, as she's not a biologist. Senator Josh Hawley, after pointing out her soft-on-crime stance, stated he can no longer support her nomination. It should be noted the Democrats can't put her on the Supreme Court without any Republican support because of their numbers in Washington. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For the first time in American history, a Supreme Court nominee has been selected by the president based on skin tone and gender. Ketanji Brown Jackson is being questioned this week for the nation's highest court. Judge Jackson questioned by Senator Blackburn on what the definition of a woman is. The nominee would not answer the question, saying she was not a biologist. Here's some of the exchange from Senator Josh Hawley on the soft-on-crime record.
Why didn't you apply the enhancements as they were asked for?
Senator, I've answered this question many times from many senators who've asked me, so I'll stand on what I've already said.
So you have nothing to add about why these crimes, why these images, in your view, do not signal an especially heinous or egregious child pornography offense?
Later in the day, Senator Hawley went on Fox News to say he can no longer support Judge Jackson's nomination.
Crimes against children, this is somebody who apologizes to the criminals. This is someone who has handed out one lenient sentence after another, especially when it comes to these child sex crimes. And frankly, this is somebody who I just can't support.
Prince William and Kate Middleton, during their official meeting with Jamaica Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Wednesday, was given Jamaica's intentions. Holness directly addressed the country's intention to break away from the British monarchy, referencing the anti-colonial protests that took place amid the couple's arrival in Jamaica on Tuesday. Holness is calling for the country to drop William's grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, as head of state. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Згинуть наші вороженьки, як роса на сонці.
The voice of young, actually she's 7 years old, Amelia Anisovic, who was the girl who went viral for her performance of Let It Go in a bomb shelter in Ukraine, now moving on, moving out. This time it's Ukraine's national anthem that she's singing. She was evacuated from Kiev, where her performance took place in that bunker. So this week there was a benefit concert for Ukraine called Together with Ukraine. A lot of artists from Poland and Ukraine raising money to aid the Polish Humanitarian Action Group. So she was put up on stage and she performed an a cappella rendition of the national anthem of Ukraine. You can
What's
watch
really
it,
sad
you can hear
is she
it.
Did it while her parents were still in Ukraine. She got out with her grandmother and you know, obviously you can't live. That's not a life for a kid in a bomb shelter. So
yeah. She
and her grandmother escaped safely into Poland. But her parents, I think the last I heard, her mom and her dad were still in Ukraine and still fighting. So that's got to be, I mean, incredibly. I know they always say kids are resilient. But, man, when you don't have your parents with you and you're afraid of the unknown and you saw, I mean, you've seen war with child eyes. You're tough.
Yeah.
She's got a beautiful voice, though.
Yeah, what a sweetheart. I was trying to, we were talking, if you weren't listening, you can catch the DJV download. Actually, you can catch the program in case you're, if you're new and you don't know, we can help you during the day. If you hear portions of conversations, you want to hear the whole thing or something back again, you can listen to the whole show all day, every day at DJV Showdown, the DJVshow.com. And the download of our podcasts, we have daily downloads. I think we were talking about the Dancing with the Stars star back in Poland. And we also talked about David Beckham in the most recent DJV download. The daily overview is important because people just kind of also want to get a synopsis of what's going on. One of the recent downloads has a focus on springtime and Pete Davidson. Whatever happened, is that today, the Blue Origin flight, is that supposed to be today?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
It was supposed to be. It got moved, and there was a scheduling conflict, so Pete Davidson is no longer part of it.
Oh, okay. That was it. It's moved to Friday, and he had to do something else, if I remember. I think that was it.
He's filming a movie, so I think that was the holdup. Yeah.
Yeah. And we also were talking recently about the International Space Station, what's going to happen with the Russians and the Americans up there. Dolly Parton trying to get out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing. I see she's starring in a movie. Isn't there a movie about her life and she's producing it? Didn't I see that someplace
as
well?
There's a book that she just wrote with James Patterson called Run, Rose, Run. And
right.
Reese Witherspoon's production company just picked up the rights to make the movie. Yeah, to make the movie. So that'll be kind of fun. I love
anyway.
James Patterson is such a good junk food book writer that
yes.
it would be fun to read it.
He is, right. Good airplane read. Anyway, for more info on the DJV Show, go to djvshow.com or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. That's our way of connecting all day, every day. The idea, so I was making reference to that because we were talking about Pittsburgh as one of the cities that the three most desirable cities to live in, especially for older folks in the country. And I said, there's something I saw about Pittsburgh, and what I did was go find the story about Tom Hanks over the weekend. He's done this any number of times. I don't know what it is about his attraction, and he must be doing a movie in Pittsburgh. So he was there at the Fairmont Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh, and there were some brides and bridesmaids, not brides, but a Pittsburgh bride won. She got the surprise of her life. Hey, I'm Tom Hanks. I'd love to get a photo with you. And so why do they call it photo bombing, though? I don't know why that.
When you jump into someone else's picture, your photo.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, especially when you're behind them and the people that are getting their photo taken don't even realize you're in the photo until they're looking at the photo.
Yeah.
But did
so
you see
less of a photo bomb. Yeah, this was less of a photo bomb. He actually asked, can I get a picture with you? And his wife, Rita Wilson, was with him. She got in on the photos a little bit, too.
I love that.
Taken a page from Bill Murray, who's famous for taking pictures with engaged couples and newly married couples.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks
weddings.
But don't you think that's kind of cool? I think that's
sure.
I like it, yeah. Speaking of celebrity, Christie's is going to lead off their New York sales in May with an auction of an Andy Warhol Marilyn Monroe silk screen. $200 million. Huh? 200 million, that's what they expect. This was done in 1964. And if, in fact, it does sell for that kind of dough, it'll be the most expensive 20th century painting to ever sell. I never, ever have gotten Andy Warhol. Does anybody here get it? What is there about his stuff that people find?
I don't get a lot of modern.
I don't either. No.
I mean, it's, you know, well, people can say, like, and a lot of people did criticize him at the time, you know, saying, like, oh, well, you're not really making art. You're taking something and, you know, you're taking a picture of Marilyn Monroe or Jackie Kennedy or whomever, and then you're just, you know, printing over it. But, you know, it's sort of like, well, what's the definition of art? You know, it's, people love it. It's, he capitalized on celebrity. You know, he's the one who coined the phrase, everybody's looking for their 15 minutes of fame. I mean, it's, you know, I like some pop art, so I'm not offended by it or anything, but $200 million.
I just don't get it. I guess
$200 million when you think that, you know, when you think about a Warhol selling for more than a Picasso or,
well,
you know,
what can you do with
or
that
one of the
money?
Dutch masters.
Imagine the good that you could do with that money to help people in Ukraine. I mean, it's, I suppose it's nobody else's business, but it just seems to me that that's, I don't know. I find,
well, that's kind of like, I don't know, the Oscars are coming up this weekend, and my mom, always, you know, public school teacher for 30 years, used to, one, and believe me, she'd read the Inquirer and the Star. It's not like she had, like, an axe to grind with celebrity, but she always thought it was pretty gross that the celebrities would take, like, $100,000 gift bags. And
yeah.
Like, oh, and, you know, like, you know, just give it away, and it was nothing. And it makes you wonder, like, this weekend, are they going to be giving away $100,000 gift bags, $200,000 gift bags again? And could that money be used for something a whole lot better and meaningful for people?
Sure.
Yep. You know, it's hard to have those gift suites.
And so many times, you know, those gift bags end up, you know, being left somewhere, or they're given to an assistant, you know, or it just, the whole thing is just, it's gross. That money should all be donated to humanitarian relief.
Okay, so there we have it. Just like,
well,
that.
If they want to have, right, I think you had mentioned that they wanted to have Zelensky zoom in, right, to the Oscars.
I think that's a good idea. I'd like to see that.
Sure, right? But, you know, but then, like Jen said, don't have these expensive gift bags, you know, like, that's, it's just, you can't, it would be so
tone
deaf if they do that. Yeah,
double message. The first season of the Sex and the City revival, and Just Like That, speaking of and Just Like That, has been upgraded to season 2. Apparently, the death of Big and all of the controversy around him is, not as big, but as Chris Noth. But apparently, people like this, so they're going to do another one.
Yeah.
Have you watched it, the three of you?
Sure.
I haven't watched it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I was so excited to hear there's going to be a season 2.
Jen, have you watched this? You're a fan, aren't you, of Sex and the City?
No, I didn't watch it much the first time around. I watched a few episodes. It's not that I'm against it. I just never really caught on to it, and so I don't have a lot of time. I have to watch Jersey Shore.
And I
endorse that,
too. I'd watch it. I mean, I'd watch it if I think I had more time to do stuff like that.
Oh, but is the appeal to an older audience? This was a younger, this was 20 years ago it first got started, right? It wasn't the HBO.
Late 90s.
Early on.
25 years ago. Okay, so now they're going through menopause and other things that are pertinent to people that are their age. So does that bring in an older crowd, or has the crowd just grown old with them?
Well, yeah, I think it's the same audience.
Incredibly popular. Yeah, it's incredibly popular to do that, where people who have, you know, grew up together basically with TV shows,
they bring them back, and it works every single time. It's vintage and.
Yeah.
Makes people feel young, maybe.
Samantha come back? Yes or no?
Kim Cattrall's done. She's definitely not coming back. So I don't know how they're going to figure that out. Or maybe they'll just ignore it in the next season. They had text messages, and they tried to kind of play around with Samantha's still alive and she's fine, and, you know, but how long can you keep that up? Everybody knows, you know, behind the scenes, we all know the story. So I think it's better for them to just move on and just let the friendship go at this point.
All right, a couple of other season 2 notes for those of you who are watching Bridgerton. I am not one of those. Are you ladies watching Bridgerton?
I loved Bridgerton.
Yep.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. So what is there
about... I'll refer
about?
You to my previous answer.
Yeah.
Bridgerton broke records. It was number one in 86 countries or something. It was,
really?
It was it was the perfect pandemic kind of series. It came along. Uh-huh. It's a period piece. It takes you completely out of, you know, the modern world of COVID and lockdown. And it was just... it's just a lot of, like, young, hot people and in Regent-era clothes. It's fun. But it's unbelievable the phenomenon that it became.
Now, the
it's Shonda Rhimes. It's her first. It's Shonda Rhimes' first foray HBO into thing. the Netflix deal.
I mean, yeah. So there's a T that is associated with Bridgerton. It's
well, high T is like a big deal on the show.
So is $14.50 a tin? Is that expensive for a tea?
Yeah, that's pricey, but it's, you know, it's good tea, I guess. I'm not a tea drinker, so. But yeah, it's apparently, you know, very good.
And one of the other things, season two. Is the Dick Wolf and his production company doing all of these shows? They started this year with the FBI show started last year, and then they added another show to it this year, and then they added a third show to it this year, FBI Most Wanted, starring a guy that nobody really knew. I think his name was McMahon. I'm pretty sure it was McMahon. So he decided. About a month and a half ago, apparently somebody waved a big check in front of him to go do something else. And he told Dick Wolf he needed to get out of the show. And he needed to get out right now. And so they let him out, and they redid the last part of a show a couple of weeks ago. They just redid it, reshot it like 2 weeks ago, killing the guy off. And that was on last night, or I guess it was on last week. And so now everybody says, okay, what are you doing? How do you, because Wolf has built now these ensemble shows. He's got three nights a week with three different shows on two different networks. So what are you going to do to keep this show going? Because they all kind of blend into each other. I'm wondering if there's not, I like some of the shows, but I find that there's almost an overkill, pardon the pun, of the, you know, watching that. I thought this last night as I was watching this. It's sort of the same story over and over and over again. And I wonder how that holds up. I'm asking that question sort of rhetorically because it turns out to be 48 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Better than video, this is the audio portion of your day. The DJV program at 53 after the hour on Wednesdays. We bring in Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. He's actually gotten loose of the constraints of his house in Santa Monica. He's out for all the world to hear what he thinks about National Puppy Day. So, let's get to National Puppy Day. Do you know who Colleen Page is?
Have no idea. I have no idea.
All right. So this will be the edumacation portion of your day.
Thank you.
She was a well-known animal activist, brought adoption awareness to the national level because this day, National Puppy Day, started on this date in 2004. She's inspired a lot of people with her work to make dogs and I guess cats probably too, but mostly dogs, the focus of adoption. Shelters typically have the highest intake of dogs around this time. The average shelter takes in 30 to 40 dogs a day at this time of year. Good God. And are there people to adopt them? I guess that's the question. And I always, when we talk about things like this, Warren, I remember you sending me down to the Bulldog Rescue in Orange County a few years ago before I got Daisy. And looking at it, I want to take every one of those dogs home. Every single one of them.
Absolutely right. I was at an event, doing an event this past Saturday, and one of the groups there with me was Shelter Hope out of Los Angeles, an amazing group of people.
Yep.
And I spent quite a few hours there. I was broadcasting, but I also spent a lot of time with them. A friend of mine has a Lucy Pet. They have their own spay-neuter van.
Yeah.
And all these animals were there that day for adoption because there was thousands of people. I was doing it remote, and so a lot of dogs got adopted. But it just amazes me of how many dogs can make a difference in someone's life that wind up in shelters. Let me tell you a little story. Rosie and Zoe. Woman called me on a radio show. She wanted to adopt a dog. She's 79 years old, lives in an apartment, so she was limited to the type of dog she could have. Many of the rescues would not adopt the dog to her because of her age. I contacted
really?
A friend of mine. Yes, because she's 79 years old. I contacted a friend of mine who works with a lot of shelters, and this was in Camarillo. We found an 8-year-old dog, 9 years old, blind and deaf, really a challenged dog, and we put this dog together with this woman who was not allowed to have a dog. They are now the most incredible best friends. As a matter of fact, she brought the dog down, and on Saturday I had a big surf truck there, the big wave maker, and Zoe was actually on the wave maker enjoying life, and the woman came to me and brought tears to my eyes and said, Warren, you gave me more than Zoe. You gave me a family. I have you. I have the person adopted, my veterinarian,
aww,
the friends in the
so
neighborhood.
Sweet.
This is an 8 or 9-year-old. When I say blind, deaf, as a matter of fact, if you go to my Facebook page, I usually plug in facebook.com/thepetshow. There's actually a photograph of Zoe on a surfboard. Just an amazing story. And that's why I say, when you go to a shelter and you adopt, don't walk past the challenge dogs. Don't walk past the challenge cats, the older pets, the older dogs. I know today's National Puppy Day is a great thing. Everyone should adopt a dog. But sometimes, the puppies and the kittens are the first ones out of the shelter, and
always,
the dogs
yeah.
in the neighborhood of a year or two old are the ones that are stuck there. I just did a story on a dog that's been at a shelter for 6.5 years. Thank God it was a no-kill shelter. They loved the dog, but the bottom line, he's lived in a cage for over 6 years based on the fact that no one wanted him. He wasn't the most attractive dog. Drives me crazy.
So you remember when I told you about when Daisy came to me? She'd been in that cage for almost 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Had two litters. I'm listening to that story, and it brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah. When you take a picture, if you go to my Facebook page, take a look at Zoe. Just an incredible dog, and the owner's amazing. But here's a dog that would have not stood a shot at being adopted, yet no matter how many years the dog has left or weeks, what a change it's made in this woman's life.
But somebody was paying attention, Warren.
Exactly.
Somebody was paying attention.
I have a close friend of mine, a company, it's a non-profit called Rescue Me, Inc. I'm on their board of directors, have been for many, many years, no shelter, nothing. But what they do is whenever I need to find a special dog or a special cat for a special person or a special person for a special dog or a cat, she's there, and it's made all the difference. There are wonderful people out there, people you've never heard of, and the people you hear about usually are not doing the amount of work that the people you never hear about. That's why I only donate money to the small mom-and-pop organizations where there's no salary. Everyone's on volunteer, and the money is spent where it should be spent, helping the animals.
Donate money. I remember when we found, when Meredith and I went down to New York to that kill shelter and adopted a couple of the dogs and paid, I think both of us dropped about $400 or $500 there that day to donate to help. You look at all those dogs in the cages. Good God. And you have, through your Hugs and Kisses Foundation, you help a lot of dogs that way as well.
Exactly, right? The small mom and pop groups.
Yep. Check out hugsandkisses.com, thepetshow.com, and our pal Warren Eckstein with his great messages every week here. It's 59 past on the DJV show.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.